after a long campaign and after raising this on numerous occasions, having over 6,000 people sign the petition to get the 20-bedded ward opened, we thought we were across the line and we would see some pressure relieved on that hospital over the winter period. It is now clear from responses I've got from the Minister and the HSE that they have no intention to open it for this winter. Indeed, while there will be 80 beds opened in Drogheda and Tipperary and Cork, not one bed will be opened an additional in Letterkenny University Hospital. It's also not clear if they will be opened in time for next winter, winter 2019 to winter 2020, and it could be up until 2 years before these beds are made available. It is simply not acceptable. We had 27 people lying on trolleys yesterday, while a couple of hundred feet away there was a 20-bedded ward that just needed the go-ahead from the Minister. The €1.8 million recruit the nurses and the ancillary staff to actually man those beds. And what we need is now urgent clarification from the Minister and indeed from Joe McHugh, who gave the impression that this was all signed, sealed and delivered and all we needed to do was recruit staff. So from my point of view, I'm going to continue to heap pressure on this government until we get every single one of those beds opened and give and lift the pressure from the hospital.
But Minister McHugh, and indeed the government's pledge still stands. It hasn't been retracted or anything like that. Should we not have more faith that this will happen, if not in the short term, at least maybe within the year?
Oh, I have no doubt that this is going to happen. There's no doubt about it that these beds will be opened. And I think that's in no small part to the campaign that's been organised on the ground by people out there that called out the government in relation to this. The issue here is when this is going to happen. There is no reason why these beds cannot be opened over this winter. Indeed, as I said, 80 beds are going to be opened in different areas throughout the country, but none of them are going to be in Donegal, despite Letterkenny time and time again being one of the worst hospitals in relation to overcrowding. And still no clarification whether a year from now that this will happen. The only commitment that the government have given so far in relation to Letterkenny University Hospitals is that the beds will be open before the end of 2020, and that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to the families of the patients who will be lying on trolleys in that hospital today, tomorrow, next week and every single month until the government gets their act together and approves the €1.8 million that allows for those beds to be opened immediately. We don't need to build new wings to hospitals. We don't need to create new wards. They exist. All we need is to go ahead to allow our patients to be treated with dignity in a ward that is already there in our hospital.